It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Still joining us some more this Thursday afternoon is Pastor Eric Mulyakubinda, joining us to give us some more perspective. This time around, talk about gifts in motion. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you too, and you are most welcome.
Thank you, Mfundisi. So we're talking about gifts in motion, and the idea is serving others with your spiritual gifts, which is like driving a car. I don't know how, but listen to this. You've got to keep it in motion to make an impact. You cannot say, I'm giving people a ride, but your car is stationary. You're not doing anything with it. Whether you're leading or showing mercy or offering hospitality, your gift is meant to touch lives. So let's explore just how serving others through your gifts can transform not only them, but also you. And Mfundisi, how can using your spiritual gifts in serving strengthen your own relationship with God?
When you look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, here the Bible says, he who waters shall also be watered. And so while you are serving others in the community, in church, you are also serving yourself. You are also watering yourself. Actually, I came to discover that sometimes when we are working with our spiritual gifts and serving people, we think that we are doing people a favor. We think that we are doing God a favor. Actually, it's God doing us a favor, because the more you preach, the more your soul gets converted, and the more you draw closer to God more than ever before. And so when you do that, you are also doing yourself a favor, and your life will be more impacted than actually those that you are serving. That's my discovery, the years that I've used my spiritual gift in impacting others.
Let's talk about that impact, Mfundisi. In what ways do spiritual gifts really impact your ability to serve others effectively?
You know, before you have a spiritual gift, and you are just a human being like that,
right,
you can dare to preach. But the results will not be as compared to how it may be when you have a spiritual gift. It's like a soldier who has no gun. The moment a soldier is empowered with a gun, a grenade, and all those things, that soldier becomes powerful. So in short, a spiritual gift is like a gun. It boosts your ability to work as a soldier of Christ.
Interesting.
And also, other than that.
Yeah, go on, Mfundisi.
So other than that, other than just boosting your ability to serve, it also, you know, being a spiritual gift, being a super power, it means that your impact in the community will be extraordinary compared to somebody who is just forcing himself or herself. If I preach and I have a spiritual gift, everyone will know that this one has a spiritual gift, and everyone will know that this one is forcing things, because even the results will tell themselves. So a spiritual gift is a booster to your human ability, which God gave you.
So when we talk about superpowers, we always know even Superman has got his kryptonite. There are things that would challenge you with your superpowers. Let's talk about those challenges. What are some challenges that come with serving others?
Number one, I would say pride. If you are not careful, pride may overtake you as you are serving others. But then when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and you are working not with your human intelligence and wisdom, but rather you are using the spiritual gift, which is being driven by the Spirit, that pride which could have overtaken you if after you didn't have that gift will be absorbed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so pride is the number one enemy. Number two, lack of motivation. When you are serving others and you're just forcing yourself there, you have no motivation. The spiritual gift that God will give you will act as your motivation, because you won't see men. You will see God in everything that you do. Hence, you'll be self-motivated, because the Spirit itself will motivate you, will be the driving force in you. And number three is failure to balance between your life, other people's lives, and also God's work. And so when you have the spiritual gift, the spiritual gift will give you power to continue even when things are not moving on the other side. Maybe let's say your family, the spirit of sacrifice will develop in you. You can even be willing to die as a martyr, because the spiritual gift is pushing you there. So without the spiritual gift in you, your life will be imbalanced and you fail to balance between your work and your personal life. The spirit of sacrifice will not be with you. And lastly, I would say people may not understand you or appreciate whatever you are doing. But then when the spiritual gift is in you, who cares what people say? You will continue serving the Lord even if they don't appreciate you because you are self-motivated.
And then churches, how can churches encourage and support their members in using their gifts to serve the community?
Yeah, so when you read the book of Matthew chapter 28, you read verse 18, 19, 20 there. The Bible says, go and teach all nations. Now, the church has a duty of teaching its members. Members are not supposed to remain ignorant of serving others, of using their spiritual gifts. Churches need to teach its members. So number one responsibility is to teach the members, and also making deliberate programs where people can be compelled or converged to follow through suit. Imagine if a leader stands in front and says, next week we'll be serving the community, we'll clean the community, we'll do this. People will follow, of course. And if the leader had not done that, no one was going to take the initiative to do that. So people follow the leader. And so a church has a responsibility of creating a platform upon which people will stand, and also providing resources that people need in order for them to express their spiritual gifts.
Okay. And finally, Mfundis, why is it important to serve others with a spirit of humility and gratitude when using your superpower or your spiritual gifts?
When you read the 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, here the Bible says, humble yourself and be clothed in humility. Yeah, because the Lord requires humility and not self-exaltation.
Right.
And so here, when you are doing that, you need to be humble enough. You need to follow the route of Christ, because Christ was humble, even reached at a point where he knelt down to wash the dirty feet of the disciples.
Right.
And so you cannot be a disciple of Christ. You cannot use your spiritual gift without humility. That is the first qualification. One has to be humble for them to serve effectively. If you don't do that, your spiritual gift will be rejected, because people will say, yeah, the spiritual gift is good, but then the pride, too much pride.
Right.
At the end of the day, it will be irrelevant.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to leave it there. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to our conclusion. It promises to be a big banger tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi.
You are most welcome. God bless you, and good afternoon to listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.